No, obviously you're hoping to have a, like I said earlier, you're hoping to have a real crack at it, and you know, within 25 seconds, 30 seconds, that was taken away from us. So it was an uphill battle from there. Like I said, I thought it was a poor decision from the referee. Again, I said their bench, I thought the reaction of the Plymouth bench was poor, and it, you know, it culminated in Robbie getting sent off. We've looked at it. For me, it's a yellow at most. I don't think the referee had a clear view of it. There was players in between him and Robbie's challenge. He was behind Robbie. You know, I can't for the life of me see how he's given it.
What about the second red card?
Yeah, I think it was a red card. You know, it was clearly Jens was the last player. We got caught on a counter attack from our set piece, and yeah, the legend obviously got there before him, and I felt that was a sending off. But obviously, yeah. It's an uphill battle already with 10 men, and then, you know, to go down to 9 is, you know, obviously was very very disappointed, to say the least.
And on a night when nothing went right, first of all, you missed Liam Kelly and then his replacement, Atton Garner.
Yeah.
Are they doubts now for Saturday?
We're not sure yet. We haven't had a medical report on them, so we'll have to wait and see how they are. Yeah, to lose 3 midfielders, you just couldn't guess it, you know, obviously. And to have 2 sent off, you know, first game I've taken the team down to 9 men after 10-11 minutes, you know, the gods were against us. But, you know, like I said, the reaction and the application of the players was something I expected, to be honest. But I thought we defended with intelligence. I thought we played with intelligence. I thought on the counter attack we looked a threat. Didn't quite get that final pass, final shot to really test the goalkeeper. And we just felt that if we could stay in it, keep it 1-0, you know, maybe 10 minutes to go, we could start to maybe open up and start to obviously gamble. Which Mark caught us with a sucker punch, but we didn't quite get that opportunity, unfortunately.
And that courage, that was appreciated by the supporters, and the atmosphere was transformed, especially when you think of how it was against Yeovil. Here you were looking at a third straight defeat and a standing ovation.
Yeah, well, that's right. It's strange to lose a game 2-0 and have such a, you know, a fantastic reaction, but the crowd were, you know, they were first class today, and we understand their frustration. I understand their frustrations. They expect us to be at the top. We expect us to be at the top. You know, the owners invested in the club. You know, he wants to return, and rightly so. And the supporters were, I thought they were fantastic tonight. And that's important, and we need to take that with us. And we said to the players that, you know, when supporters see commitment and application and endeavour and that togetherness, you know, they'll back you. They'll back us all the way. And the ability we've got inside, you know, we can only move up the table.
In the summer, the squad looked really strong, but the likes of Dean Cox, Sean Clahessy and Scott Cashgate, who scored twice tonight, have been let go, and suddenly you're struggling for players for Saturday at Barnet.
Well, we lost 3 midfielders. You know, you can't odds that in one night. I'm not sure the exact makeup of the squad over a previous season, but I don't think it's too dissimilar, to be honest. When Russell was here, when the previous manager was here, the squad's it's never been a huge squad at Leighton Orient. I think we've got a strong squad. I think we've got good young players coming through. I think they need a pathway. You know, it's no point having 24 senior players when you've got the best crop of academy players that this club's had in a number of years, you know, because it blocks up their pathway. And it's that balance between getting the right size squad, giving those young players a chance and getting success. You know, one thing, like I say, you can't odds it tonight. You're going to get, you know, 3 central midfielders potentially unavailable for the weekend.
And you've got 2 out on loan with Freddie Moncur and Sammy Moore. Can they come back from those clubs?
Freddie's on a month's loan at Wingate and Finchley. So I think that's a 28-day loan, as far as I know. And Sammy, I think, is at Dover till January. So I think they're tied into those clubs until that point in time.
You've got the promotion. Do you want it on a permanent basis now?
I don't know. It's not something, you know, considered. Obviously, you know, for me, the only thought process was tonight's game, getting the team prepared for tonight's game. Hopefully getting a win. That was the challenge. And then see what happens Saturday. You know, Saturday's a new game, and we'll prepare for that as best we can.
Were you surprised with the decision on Monday and the dismissal of Andy Hessenthaler?
Yeah, obviously to an extent it's disappointing to see anyone lose their job. And I've worked closely with Andy for over a year now, you know, and he's an experienced man, and, you know, a change has been made, and, you know, for me personally, I have to look forward now.
But the 8th manager, just over 2 years, the club needs direction and stability, doesn't it?
Well, it needs success. You know, we need to perform on the pitch. You know, we've got a good squad of players. Like I said, and we're just underperforming at the moment. Said to the players, it's fine lines. You know, we've lost games on set piece. We've lost games on crosses, on lack of concentration at times. And it really is small margins that the difference between success and failure.
Finally for me, Andy, when things aren't going well, obviously there's lots of rumours, and especially these days of social media, and a lot of the rumours are about sort of interference from particularly the president on first team matters. Is that the case? Is it being over-egged?
No, I think it's been over-egged, yes. You know, there's always, you know, I think every owner's got an opinion. Every supporter's got an opinion. You know, everyone within the club, staff as well, we've all got opinions on what the team should be. But, you know, I picked that team tonight, along with Danny Webb, and that was what we felt was the right side for tonight's game.
And Andy Hessenthal was able to pick his teams as well?
I can't comment for Andy. You know, I'm only going to comment on myself and the situation I'm in and what's coming.